This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
The kick of the pitch, swing and a high fly ball, right center field. Hap going back, way back at the wall. He leans and it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Goodbye. It's a grand slam home run for Michael Taylor.
Thanks to the Washington Nationals Radio Network for that fabulous call. You heard it. Taylor smacked an opposite field grand slam into the Wrigley Field basket. And here we are at the start of America Tonight to tell you that the Washington Nationals, since we're going to talk some Washington politics of a different sort, shut down the Chicago Cubs 5-0. So that series is tied at 2-2. And then the Yankees surprised Cleveland. Sorry, Indians fans. The Yanks win that series 3-2. They did it. 5-2 was the final score in that one. Speaking of keeping score, we like to keep score when we have the former congressman from Ohio on. That would be Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate. How are you?
You couldn't have been happy, though. Cleveland lost. Sorry about that.
I know, but what a run, huh?
What a run. What a run. You are absolutely right about that. And it's so funny because I thought of this, keeping scores, you know, metaphorically. It's like the president. He's keeping score constantly with the media. I heard fake news again today. He really lays that on NBC. He said NBC with the fake news every time he's asked.
And he's talking about revoking their license or trying to.
Yeah.
Now, the timing, Kate, is kind of, Trump always has this, some kind of luck with something happening when he goes after an issue and then he looks bad and all of a sudden you say, okay. Now, not that this would justify it, but on the heels of this Harvey Weinstein saga.
Right.
Saturday Night Live, the producer, the head of that component, comes out and says, well, what Harvey did basically is a New York thing, which made everybody's head turn. Then NBC, there was some disclosure that they originally had the story, but thought it wasn't ready for prime time, you know, on him. And then all of a sudden Trump, you know, comes out with this, knowing that NBC is a bit, you know, weak, obviously, on the issue. Now, he can't go after their license, but he puts this out here, and everybody's talking about NBC fake news and, you know, Trump's potentially going after them when we know he can't. But it's being talked about.
Yeah, he can't. And of course, part of that also spilled over to the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, who said no to this NBC News report that the president wanted to increase the U.S. nuclear arsenal tenfold after a meeting with defense folks in July. He said those reports that the president called for an increase in our arsenal are absolutely false and that it is irresponsible reporting, that that's not true. So what do you make of that? You know, sometimes it is true, as someone who was in the news media that covered some Harry Carey things, politically speaking, and you know this, a lot of times false rumors do kind of circulate.
Well, they do, and then there's also a strategy, if done correctly, and I've seen this in certain ways. In fact, I did it one time myself, I'll admit it. You put something out there, and then it gets out there. I wanted a story out because some pages were huffing, you know, with chemical sprays, and they tried to suppress the story in the House from the Speaker's office, Speaker Hastert's office, and I went ahead and got that leaked out there, then denied that I did it, so I could get the story out there because it was so serious. You can't, you know, hide pages huffing chemicals, you know. And so it is done. And now that was a real news, but it was a sly way to do it. And sometimes people will feed things. It's very possible somebody close to the Trump administration is intentionally also feeding these, knowing that news media outlets are going to jump at something so salacious just to make them look bad. That's possible. It's Machiavellian, but it's possible.
Yeah, I love that. I love the true confessions from the former congressman from Ohio. Right. That's just right. And it's like if you watch that show Scandal, what happens in that show is true. A lot of that is the maneuvering around Washington.
It is, and things do happen, and I've seen it. I've seen people blamed in order to make a smokescreen. I have seen innocent people blamed for things on Capitol Hill. It happens. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, does the news media bite at something that really looks like a good tip when it's not true?
Yeah. All right. This is true. We've been talking about this for a long time, and the president has, too, this whole tax cut things. You've dealt with tax cuts. It's all about what's in your wallet, right? So the president is saying a $4,000 middle-class tax cut. He did that today or yesterday. He was at a speech in Pennsylvania, and he said, and of course the crowd went wild, that the typical American household would get that kind of a pay raise from the kind of legislation that would cut the corporate tax rate and end the current practice of taxing corporations' foreign earnings. Is this going to pass? Is this going to happen?
Well, I don't think, but something may. What he's doing, look, he put something out there. The House passed nothing. The Senate passed nothing. He put something out there. The answer by the Democratic side, Chuck Schumer, in particular in the Senate, is, oh, the Republicans are helping the rich, with the tax relief. Now, if he believes that, then the Senate Democratic side should put together an amendment or a plan that gives tax relief to working people and put it out there. Now, they haven't done that. So, in the end, Trump, I think, can beat everybody over the head with this. And if people get riled up enough, maybe they will demand something actually to be done. If calmer heads were prevailing here, I would say both parties, at least two or three people from both parties, would get together, defy their own party, and say, here's a tax plan that truly is taking care of the working people of this country. But, the Democratic side doesn't want to do that because it gives Donald Trump credit. And the Republican side doesn't want to do it because it won't involve tax breaks for wealthier people. And so I think not much is going to happen, but I think Trump will, on this issue, have the bully pulpit. And again, maybe enough pressure will come to bear where he will get something out of it.
Yeah, crazy. What do you make of this Harvey Weinstein thing? Because he's so powerful that he was in tight with a lot of politicians, including the Clintons.
Well, many times I was asked, "Are you going to give money back?" Because people get in trouble in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah.
I once said, "Look, if I gave money back of everybody that had any form of trouble, I wouldn't have a campaign account left." And then guess what? People were getting phone calls. Are you going to get Bob Nay's contributions back?
Oh.
They got that phone call. Of course they did when Jack Abramoff and I got in trouble. And over the course of 11 years, who didn't you give a contribution to? And so I've seen this, all the time. Now, this one rises to the level of, a gasp because of what he did, which is worse than, a lot of other things that have been done. I thought the interesting one was Hillary Clinton, because that's who they're going to focus on. He gave her money. Chuck Schumer, I think, already returned $20,000. So I don't know what Hillary Clinton will do, but people now are distancing themselves. And, of course, some of the actresses are coming out, and they're saying, yes, 10 years ago he groped me or tried to, come on to me. And then people are saying, well, why didn't you report it and help other people? And then again, they had their career. So that's a little bit of a mixed edge there, too.
It is, absolutely. Bob Nay, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Coming up, Mandalay Bay staffers didn't call the cops after the security guard was shot. More on that and the fires in California. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I'll be Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
In 1965, this was the sound. Put this one down. One more time. One more time. One more time.
Because this is impacting so many families across our country, every single senator and every single member of Congress has tragedies they can speak of that they know about in their state. And so I do think that this is one of these times where you're going to have a collision between doing what's right and frankly, what the big drug companies want you to do. And I have a feeling that we're going to prevail on this and get this repealed.
Opioids, opioids, opioids. That was Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri. There's a lot of conversation going on about what's happening, and you heard what she had to say as far as regulations are concerned, and the conversation has been about the epidemic, of course, and we've talked about this on the show, opioid awareness, but in trying to pass something on the Hill, it's a whole different ball game because of Big Pharma and because of regulations, etc. So where that all ends up will be interesting, and it's rare for me to agree with Claire McCaskill, I have to say. Some things, I guess, but a lot I wouldn't. And in the case of what's happening with opioids and the opioid addiction, especially what's happened in this country, is very sad to see, because so many people are unraveling as a result of that. But that goes to telling people what to do. That goes to a deeper seated problem that we have when it comes to medical treatment. And on this show, certainly we've had a lot of people who have told us their stories about getting off of pharmaceutical drugs and what it's done for them and how they got weight down, how they reduced blood pressure, or how they started just eating better, etc. And we could do 10 shows on that. Everything from Dr. Ben, we've had Dr. Ben on, who's on the same network as I am, to others who have talked about, frankly, what's happened in that world. But it's not easy when the money rolls through the hallways of the Capitol to pick this out and pick that out, and especially when it comes to pills, it is pharmaceutical, it is big business, big money, etc. By the way, in bouncing back to what Justin Duckham said, because I even got some emails on this about Bannon and Trump and McConnell. Donald Trump did say on Monday that he was supporting Mitch McConnell and he was pledging to ask his anti-establishment friends to leave the Senate leader and his friends alone. Before that, there wasn't too much coming out of it. But, of course, Bannon has been really, really slamming all over the place. Mitch McConnell especially. In fact, one of the things Steve Bannon said over the weekend is we've declared a season of war against the establishment Republicans, and he singled out Mitch McConnell, warning that he'd meet the same kind of fate as Julius Caesar. And he said, even specifically, you got to love this line, "We've cut your oxygen off, Mitch." That's what he said. And remember, he's somebody who worked in the White House, but certainly is not doing that now. He's the executive chairman of the ultra-conservative Breitbart News. So Trump told reporters that he understood where Steve Bannon's coming from, and he shared his former aide's frustration with the Senate that they haven't enacted his agenda. But after lunch at the White House with Mitch McConnell, he said he was on the Senate leader's side, so to speak, and that he'd speak with Bannon about his strategy of backing primary challenges to Senate incumbents, which, because of some of what Bannon said, maybe it does make sense when you have Democrats talking about good. Well, that means we're going to take over the Senate. The numbers will change if you are dumping on, you know, establishment Republicans. You're not going to get the others elected in some of those cases. And boom, that leaves the opening for the Democrats, which is probably why part of that thing happened at the White House, by the way, today. As we kind of bounce in a couple of different directions, I got to tell you this, because I got so many emails about it. We're going to jump to technology. I know, what a hard right turn. Although with the president, he's all about technology because he's all about Twitter. And that's social media and technology. But you know how the iPhone, every year they produce an iPhone? It's the iPhone 100. I wonder, I'm like thinking, how long am I going to live? How many iPhone reiterations am I going to see? Because they're just going to keep having them. So it will. It'll go up to 20, 30, 40. And I'm thinking my lifeline, I'm not so sure how many I'll get to see. Double digits, I hope, right? They're on the iPhone 8. So the iPhone 8 is being outsold by last year's iPhone 7. So I don't know. This is pretty interesting. Maybe it's that how much can you do with a phone? Supposedly the people that camp out, wait out, do everything they can to get the latest, greatest from Apple are saying that they don't see a lot of enhancements on the new model. So the iPhone 8, photo-wise, has the fastest processor and the best camera ever put into an Apple smartphone, plus the added kind of feature of wireless charging for the first time. That's big. But the handset is very similar to the iPhone 7, which I have, which sells for $150 less, and so therefore, yeah, I don't know. iPhone 8, is it that much better? You know, what does that do for me by buying the iPhone 8? Technology amazes me. It amazes me. I don't know about the rest of you. In one way, so cool. In another way, so frustrating. Think, what was it like when we actually talked to each other? When people weren't crashing into me because they were looking down on the phone or they had earbuds in their ears, we actually had conversations. I went to my favorite Chinese restaurant last week, and what does it say on the big sandwich board outside? No, we don't have wireless. Learn to talk to each other. I don't think that dissuaded that many people. I'm not so sure. And you go into any kind of a Starbucks or go to any Panera, go to half of these coffee houses, and what are people doing? They're taking up space, and they're on their phones and laptops, and they've set up office. And it's all about the technology. I just got an update from my pal Brad, who is in Northern California, to give me the latest, greatest of what they're saying out there. And he says the winds have kind of let up a little bit, or they did certainly during the day on Monday. Some of the smoke is starting to clear out. So there are mostly firemen who are trying to corral some wildfires. And the sad part of what happened in the last few days is, of course, the number of people who have died has gone up, but there was a driver who was killed Monday when his truck overturned on a windy kind of mountainous road, and that was a firefighter driver. He was delivering water to the fire lines, and he crashed before dawn because he's racing up and down, imagine, and loses control of the truck. So that was sad and hit the fire, a lot of the firemen who were like brothers, pretty hard, and sisters. So after days and days of gusty winds that fanned the flames, there's a little bit of a break, and officially 40 people have died in those Northern California fires, which is, again, staggering to think about it. Thinking of things is nothing compared to thinking of having people killed and living with that. They want any kind of water they can get. I mean, if they could have rain, if they could have a massive rain, how exciting would that be? 40,000 evacuees still trying to get back to their areas to see if they have a house or don't have a house. But at one point, it was 100,000. Over the weekend, like on Saturday, it was 100,000 people. Phew. So some are describing houses as still intact, but broken windows and boards and this and that. Others are coming back to find out that they don't have a house. It's varying degrees of what's there and what is not there. And then, of course, there was the one story about the dog that stayed, and the owners were distraught, but that they went back to the house, and lo and behold, the dog was there. So the dog had stuck it out, and then when they went back, they got to see the dog. They were reunited with the dog. Just those little glimpses of, I don't know, good stories, happy moments that they're living for, especially in Santa Rosa and all the surrounding areas, because, frantically trying to get away and not being able to grab the pet, or the pet gets away, and that was kind of what happened there. But luckily they were reunited with the dog, and that was the story that made the rounds. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're back with Puneet Nanda, and of course we've been talking about his fabulous story. You know, last week, Greg, it was amazing to hear what he went through, and it made me think about people that I know that are killing it in certain companies that they've started, but they have absolutely no work-life balance. And he mentioned to us how he was eating terribly. He's eating fast food, eating in his car, didn't care about anything but his business that was incredibly successful at the time, called Dr. Fresh, where Ernst & Young named him the Entrepreneur of the Year, which is what anybody would aspire to have happen to their company. And then it all crumbled down where he ended up in an emergency room, but it led him to this incredible path and this incredible company that he's now created, right?
That's right. The company is Guru Nanda. The website is GURUNANDA, GuruNanda.com. And so, Puneet, tell us about a few of the products, where people can find them, and then let's get back to the story of how you went to create this story after selling off Dr. Fresh, after having panic attacks and realizing how unhealthy you were.
What I did was, some of these products actually changed my own life. I was in a lavender festival in France in the month of July, and I would tell you, you could never be at a more calmer place on face of earth and a more beautiful place than this place called Provence Grasse in France. That's the best time to go around the 4th of July weekend. And I used to have a lot of allergies, and I actually was given oregano oil, one drop of it with high carvacrol content, really pure and natural product. And that literally helped me give up Claritin for my life. some of these things are so powerful, it's unbelievable. So I decided to go to one of the biggest distributors called Walmart, and I showed them the product. My aim was more like social entrepreneur aim, because it was not about making money at this point. I wanted to make sure I keep busy. I provide the world with something I really believe in. I provide the world with pure and natural essential oils. And I provide the world at a price that is extremely affordable, and that distribution that reaches entire America, people who can't afford, people who are not necessarily your 100,000 plusers, but I wanted them to experience the benefits of the oils. So that was a little bit difficult for me, because none of the major accounts wanted to touch me, because they said, hey, you guys are selling so inexpensive on Walmart, how can we touch you? And secondly, a lot of people thought that the product is not good. So the reason the product is the best today that I'm selling, and it is equal or better than any MLM product company, is because I have gone from farm to farm to farm in 40 countries and collected these products. I formed an alliance of farmers around the world. I'm paying them fair price. I'm actually getting all this product in and bottling it in the United States. And I'm ensuring that the product, when it starts, till it finishes, is double GCMS tested from a third party. And everything that I actually provide to my consumer is nothing but the best product in the country. And if somebody is not satisfied, I would probably stop the business the same day. I'm so committed to quality of the essential oils, and I want to make it the most affordable. So my aim in this business is not to make money. My aim is to provide a very good quality product at a very affordable price. Plus, I want to make sure I'm working with the people who had helped me in Dr. Fresh. They were without a job because the new company that bought them was moving the premises. They were also the companies based back east. So a lot of those people, I wanted to employ them and make sure I feel that they are back in the family, because a lot of these people were my family, because my original family is in India, and these people were my family. So I want to get that family atmosphere back. So right now we are enjoying what we are doing. We are working hard, as well as we take out time to do some meditation. I take out time to take a vacation. I make sure some of my good people actually go and take some rest and vacation. I try to inculcate a work-life balance so that everybody is focused on natural and natural living. What is happening today is we have overload of synthetics, overload of electronics, overload of everything. We're making sure that we try to divert at least our people that I touch into natural living.
You actually raise an interesting question, Puneet. We're talking with Puneet Nanda. He's the CEO of Guru Nanda. The website is gurunanda.com. You make a line of essential oil products, but I'm not sure everybody understands what essential oils are and why they're important. So frankly, I'm one of those people. I've heard of essential oils, but I don't really know anything about them. So maybe you could tell us why your products are so important for people's health and well-being.
So very simple. Essential oils are, in a way, the lifeblood of plant kingdom. Whether it be a leaf of a plant, whether it be flower, whether it be a seed, whether it be a root, the aromatic part of it is actually, in a way, helping the plant kingdom defend themselves from predators. And we are borrowing that when we use those essential oils in our life. And we are borrowing some of those components from that plant kingdom into our body. And believe me or not, most of the product in the country that you see as medicines is finally either mimicked or derived from that plant kingdom. So, for example, right now people are becoming more and more resistant to antibiotics. Essential oil like oregano is so powerful. And some of these essential oils are very powerful because, for example, you take 4,000 kilograms of rose to make 1 kilogram of rose oil. That's 1 million petals of rose. And one drop is so powerful. It's almost like 4 or 6 roses. So whenever you are using these essential oils, you're actually getting the effect in a very strong way. Number two, they are all going through one of your senses where you are actually inhaling it. So you're bypassing your digestive tract. You're inhaling it at least. And in your senses, your sense of smell is the only sense that actually doesn't have a synaptic system. So it basically goes directly to your limbic brain, where you can actually get the effect right away. You don't need to wait for the thing to get processed. You immediately get the effect, and it's so powerful. Lavender, for example, is one of the most used essential oil. Now, I was in a dollar store yesterday, and one of these dollar stores had a 99-cent bottle of shampoo, and on that was a girl swirling her hands in a lavender garden. And when you look behind the shampoo bottle, it says parfum, P-A-R-F-U-M. And that parfum is not lavender, guys. That parfum is synthetically derived from synthetic components. And that is what most Americans are getting used to. So these essential oils are therapeutic. They are natural. They are from the plant. There is another story that there is a lot of people faking it because the difference is huge. The difference between real and fake product is 1:100. So there is a lot of unethical companies in America right now, especially online, that are faking this product. The reason I wanted to do it is because I want to get the right clean product into 100% nothing added, nothing removed product from farm to the consumer. And that's what instigated me to get into this business. I want to clean up this whole system. I want to get the right thing because there's no FDA right now. There's no regulation and bad people are taking advantage of the system, which I want to stop.
Wow. We are almost out of time. And I want to ask this question about how do you stop yourself from falling back into what Greg and I would call the rat race kind of trap?
I love inventing new products. So whatever I'm doing right now, I'm focused on creating new things. Work is like meditation for me at this point. Versus earlier, whatever I was doing, I was trying to fight against the big boys like Colgate and Procter & Gamble and this and that. Right now, whatever I'm doing, I'm feeling very happy about it because I'm bringing an essential oil and that has actually helped me into the consumer's hand. Now, you are so right. I need to probably just weigh myself. So what I do is I do 1 hour of yoga every morning. Come what may, I come at 10 o'clock in my office and I leave at 6:30. And I take an hour of lunch and I go out and go to a Whole Foods and eat really good, healthy food. So I'll send you a picture of my lunch if you want.
Yes, we want to see a picture of your lunch. Can we have a before and after? Would you go take a picture of what you used to eat for lunch so we can show both?
Oh, my God, you would be shocked. not to say any names, I would actually drive through and go to a fast food. I would take a big burger. I would take a big soda, and I would gulp it down while I'm still on phone. That is how bad I was. It's also just because I was not bothered. And right now, I take my time off. A lot of times, I leave my phone in the car. I go to a Whole Food. I pick all these fresh fruits, half of them raw and half of them cooked, but everything fresh. I try to be as vegetarian as possible. And sometimes I'll eat fish, but I try to stay away from all of the meats now. And if need be, I'll get a super vitality doctor's order is what it is called in Whole Foods, a little juice with celery and ginger and turmeric. I'll add that and drink that in an hour or two after my lunchtime. I bring it home with me. So this is something that is very mind-blowing. I feel that I'm totally outflamed instead of inflamed. Mm-hmm. And I feel so healthy. I mean, my diabetes, which was running in high, is right now 5.7 HbA1c, which is less than any normal person, and blood pressure is 120/80 or even less. So I'm in the right parameters just because the moment anything goes wrong, I kind of take a step back. And I also weigh myself every day. So checking yourself is very important to ensure that your vitals are correct. I do go and get a blood work done from urgent care every month or 2 months so that I am sure of what I'm doing and I keep everything intact. It's very important for me. Health is the best investment that anybody can make after age 45. It's not any other investment. You can buy the best stock in the world. It's not going to do you anything if you're not there. So the best thing to do is invest in your health. That is what single advice I would give everybody.
Wow, great way to finish this. Puneet Nanda, and it's Guru Nanda, CEO of that company. Thank you so much for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you, Greg.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Before we hit the top of this hour, and I thought it'd be fun to go to you and yeah, that other guy in the back that handed me his email. That means we're checking the mail back.
The mail is here. Ooh.
This one is from Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, what is going on with this crazy speech in Florida where the governor has declared a state of emergency before someone even has a speech? When you go out and speak, do people declare a state of emergency? No, smarty. Governor Rick Scott did declare a state of emergency, and the reason why is because of the person who is speaking. The person who is speaking is Richard Spencer, and he's a white supremacist. So the idea that he's going to be there and they know that that's going to ignite crowds and there's concerned about what could happen, there's a lot of uncertainty. So instead of taking a risk, that's why he apparently did it. Spencer himself said the emergency declaration was ridiculous. It was overkill and is a maneuver that should be reserved for hurricanes or an invasion. But obviously he feels as though there could be some violent reaction. And that's what Scott is saying. He's saying we live in a country where everyone has the right to voice their opinion. However, we have zero tolerance for violence, and public safety is the number one priority. So the executive order is an additional step to, and this is Rick Scott saying, an additional step to ensure the University of Florida and the entire area is prepared so everyone can stay safe. Spencer says he expects he's going to fill the 800-seat center where he's speaking, and that there will also be people who will fill parking lots around the Phillips Center. The university says the price tag for security at this event, $500,000. Wow. The Spencer's National Policy Institute paid the school $10,000 to rent the Phillips Center for the performing arts. There's going to be 400 law enforcement officers on hand for it. This is why the governor decided, maybe this is safer. So we have more people on hand, and we don't have to risk it. All right, so we move from that, because, of course, we don't know anything at this point. This is a wait and see, and hopefully there isn't a bunch of, there isn't a bunch of shenanigans, and of course, this is Thursday. This is when the speech is, and there's not a big problem. Because this is going to be, it's going to be huge. And there are going to be people that are going to protest against the group, too, as well. So I think he was smart in a way, because you will definitely have a lot of opinions, a lot of people. And is it going to be a peaceful protest on either side of this? I mean, again, when you have massive amounts of people, a couple of nutballs toss something in a direction or do something, then everything changes. That's what happens. All right, let's move to something else. We've got a bunch of emails on the wildfires. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I feel so sorry for those firefighters. I'm glad you told us about how many there were. I see these pictures, and I see these burned-out houses, and then I see a house that's still left standing, and it's just so damn depressing is what it is, Kate. I see those burned-out cars. I saw a wheelchair in a car. I saw people trying desperately to help other people. I saw massive amounts of firefighters. I saw an American flag hanging over the remains of a charred kind of house. It's just really, really sad in Sonoma as to what's happened. And I saw a sign, too, that said, love in the air is thicker than the smoke. Yeah, you know, that's what they've been saying. That's kind of become a little saying. And anything that lifts people's spirits in the middle of what they've seen and what's happening there, just everything melted. It's very strange. Even broken wine bottles, melted wine bottles. Yeah, awful. First responders, I mean, high fives. High fives to the guys on the fire line and the women and the people, because it's got to be rough. It's got to be rough, and it's human life. I mean, that's the thing. Finding people alive, finding people that got out, making sure people got out. It's bad stuff. I mean, this is just like the hurricane. We were talking about Harvey and the floods, and then what happened in Key West, what happened in Puerto Rico, what happened in Jacksonville. If this is, you know, there you had the walls of water. Here you have the incredibly thick walls of fire. And, boy, just as awful. Just as awful. All right, here's another one about the fire. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, what's really has struck me is the fact that you were saying that 40-some people have died, but that means a lot of people also got out, and those evacuation orders were so heavily heated, I suppose. And that's a good thing that people left their homes instead of trying to somehow figure out a way where they could handle it, because you still have a lot of people that are missing. You have buildings that have been destroyed. So we don't even know an official total. Well, that's true. We don't. We know that the total for now is 40, but could it be more? Of course it could be, and there's people missing. But right now, it is. It's about getting the fires out and less evacuating and more bringing people back in to see if they still even have a house. Let's, you know, put it that way. All right, let's move in a different direction, shall we? How about this one? This one, on a lighter note, is from Theodore from New York. Kate, my Yankees, how about that? Not so fast for everybody who had them gone at the hands of the Astros, because they came back to beat the Astros in a very big way. 8-1, I don't know if you saw it, but a very, very big game for my Bronx Bombers. It's pretty awesome. Aaron Judge with a home run. In fact, a three-run homer, and it was awesome, awesome game. And then CC Sabathia pitching and really tossing some great baseball, shutout baseball. Yeah, CC Sabathia, thanks for that note. CC Sabathia, six shutout innings. Astros just could not really hit him. He gave up like three hits, something like that. And sure, this is why they play seven in the championship series. And the Yankees absolutely could come back in this. And, yeah, the Astros know it, though. They haven't been playing like cocky, we have these two wins, because they were close wins. They only won by a run in both cases. And the series could be really, really close. It is a bright moment to watch sports. That's why I like sports. It is an escape in a way. Although with what's happened in football, it hasn't been an escape. And of course, I mentioned the fact that you have all this controversy going on Tuesday. There's a big meeting with the NFL owners and also a players union rep. All right, how about this one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, this Las Vegas shooting, you know, still it's only been a couple of weeks. I'm wondering about all those people that were left in the hospital. How are they doing? Are more people recovering? Or, you know, what's the story with the victims? For me, that's where my heart really goes. The victims who are trying desperately to hang on to life. Well, I think now a lot of them, it's not that. It's that they're trying to get well. I mean, where they were shot in the head, where they were shot in the side. I just read a story about a woman who 2 weeks ago was shot in the head and actually took her first couple of steps. So there are some inspiring stories about people getting better and getting released from the hospital and actually defying the odds. And bravo to all of them. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio 30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.